probably the first time there's been a cross-border consortium of a whole range of quite experienced organisations addressing issues of inclusion, peace, and anti-racism on the island of Ireland, but particularly with a focus on the north and the border counties.
Give us an indication of its significance in terms of what it's going to mean for the ongoing building of relations and for the ongoing building of intercultural cooperation.
I think we chose the Peace Campus, the Monaghan Peace Campus, as on the border, but a significant symbol, if you like, of the work that's been resourced through the peace program over the last decade and more. But we regard this as an opportunity to bring together people from the governance side, from the political constituencies, people from community organisations, and people from academic and research backgrounds, all together with a single purpose, celebrating the opportunity of the launch of the project, but also hearing about the objectives and the aims of the organisations who are taking part, really to try and bring about some significant change in attitudes and in building relationships between and within communities.
There have been concerns that there's a rise in racism in recent years. We've seen flags put on poles and question marks over the intent behind that. Is it becoming more challenging now to work in this field?
I think there's no question that there has been a change in the political and community landscape, and I think it's more important than ever that an organisation and an initiative like this has been resourced. I suppose for us the importance is that it's actually having conversations face to face with people in their communities, addressing difficult questions, because I think that what's happened maybe in the past is there's been a reluctance to discuss people's concerns, to discuss people's fears. And in that vacuum of not engaging, then all sorts of negative and maybe very hateful messages have proliferated. And I think a lot of people themselves are unsure what's happening, what to say, how to respond. So it's a really necessary and timely opportunity to have those sorts of conversations. And over a 3-year period, I think, which is really important as well.